Back at Texan Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson, our post-game show. We're talking about the other scores and talking about Bernie and Canyon Lake and all kinds of stuff. 35-16 is our final as I'm getting bugs off my cell phone. Let's run down the scoring summary for you. Wimberly and Lano, it was nothing to nothing after the first quarter, believe it or not, tonight. Moss Carruthers, however, first play of the second quarter with a 58-yard touchdown run for the Texans. Curtis Bengals extra point with 11:45 remaining in that second quarter gave Wimberly its first lead of the night, 7-0. JoJo Weeks, the Wimberly quarterback, followed that up with an 18-yard run. Bengals extra point with 3:54 left to play in the second gave Wimberly a 14-0 lead, and that was the lead that Doug Warren's team took into the locker room at halftime. Texans then added a 52-yard touchdown run by Carruthers. Bengals extra point with 10:05 left to play in the third period. That was at the end of the first drive of the second half, and Wimberly led at that point by a score of 21-0. However, Lano answered immediately. Greenwood, Mason Greenwood, the outstanding running back, with a 4-yard run, touchdown run to cap the scoring drive for the Yellow Jackets, and Greenwood's run for the 2-point conversion with 7:08 left to play in the third period cut the Wimberly lead to 21-8. Texans then scored when JoJo Weeks had a quarterback sneak. Bengals extra point with 11:50 left to play in the fourth period gave Wimberly a 28-8 lead. Texans then scored again. It was Colby Crowder on a 20-yard sort of wheel route, a little flip-out pass into the left flat from JoJo Weeks. Bengals extra point with 2:44 remaining gave Wimberly a 35-8 lead. Lano, however, was able to answer back on a Greenwood 48-yard run. John Heflin with a 2-point conversion with 2:19 left to play made it 35-16, and that is how we ended the football game. Again, Wimberly 35 and Lano 16. That's our final from Texan Stadium. Stay with us, everybody. We'll have scores and highlights when we come back and wrap this thing up for you. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberly Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberly Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberlyAce.com.
Back at Texan Stadium, welcome to our postgame show. Our scores and highlights tonight brought to you by Eric Willis and Natural Development. So thanks for that. We love all of our sponsors for sure. Some score updates from across Central Texas. Dripping Springs, boy, they're locked in a good one with Bernie Champion. Chargers leading Dripping Springs with 8:30 left to play in the ballgame. 39-34 is the score in that one. It's Hayes 31, Leander 24. With 6:13 left in the fourth quarter. This one just went final. Lake Travis 68-0 over Lehman. Bastrop and Elgin tied with 9:16 left to play, 27 apiece. Again, Bastrop and the Elgin Wildcats. Bernie High School losing to Canyon Lake. 34-24 is the score in that one with 3:47 left to play. San Marcos and Del Valle. A lot of close games here tonight. They have come to the end of the third quarter, tied at 26. Giddings all over Caldwell tonight. Giddings has such a good football team. 42-14, the score in that one. And again, Wimberly tonight beating Lano by a score of 35-16. And Jared Robinson, let's bring you in now here tonight. I got to believe Doug Warren's pretty happy with this one. Pretty good tune-up before the big game next week at Navarro.
Yeah, and, you know, we've I don't know how many times we've said it. I mean, all you can say is that this Wimberly team is really playing as a team. They're coming together, defense and offense both. The running game has really stepped up, really started to really click. Passing game obviously still there. JoJo throwing some good balls down the field. We haven't seen as many balls down the field as we have in the past. I know Gavin Martinez and some of those receivers had some big plays down the field. Last couple games we've seen them really try to refocus on the ground. and try to reestablish that run. Obviously, I don't know a whole lot about Navarro's defense yet, but obviously we're going to have to be a little bit more open to the pass game down the field a little bit, playing Navarro. We saw a really good Lano Yellow Jackets running attack tonight. Greenwood had several large and good runs. That's going to be something that the defensive coordinators and Coach Warren really want to buckle down into and realize, hey, you know, this is obviously a very talented young man, but we also need to button up and make sure, because those are mistakes sometimes that can cost you a game in the event of a close one.
And one thing about it, we haven't seen Navarro this year, but I can assure you they will be probably considered favorites against Wimberley next week, and they are ranked in the top 10. So they're an outstanding football team, and Texans have had their hands absolutely full the last couple of years playing Navarro. It's always a little bit of a hard-hitting game. A lot of these kids know each other, and they've competed with one another for years. And you always like watching a game like that. It's going to be a lot of fun next Friday night from Geronimo.
Well, yeah, you develop those rivalries throughout your high school. We see it with Wimberley and Canyon Lake. And, you know, those kids know each other. They've played, you know, either baseball or club ball or this or something like that together. And you see that Navarro is more of a – they've played against these kids so many times, so that rivalry is even stronger in the sense of, you know, it can get a little bit heated rather than a friendship. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how the Wimberley Texans go out and how they can step up to really, like what you said, I would agree with you earlier. The winner of this game has probably a large chance to take the district.
Well, Jared, thanks a lot. Another good job for you tonight, and job well done. That check for $2,500 for tonight's work is in the mail. Check's in the mail, Jared.
See, well, I'm just glad that I didn't have to pay the $20 out. We didn't get a winner on the trivia question tonight, so we're
come on, people.
We're going to have to do a better job of advertising our trivia questions here. And now, granted, I will preface that with saying I am not the most educated on Twitter in the entire world. So if you did answer the trivia question and I just did not see it, then I apologize to you. But we will try to do those a little bit more often and keep everybody involved. Tell all your friends, tell all your family out there. If you've got kiddos, cousins, friends, whatever it is playing on the game, 104.1, WimberleyRadio.org. Come out, listen to us. We love the input. We love to hear where you're listening to us from. And appreciate you guys coming out on a Friday night with us. Mike, another big win for us, bud.
Another win, and I think we can go ahead and put this one to bed, put the finishing touches on this one from Wimberley tonight. Final again is Wimberley 35 and Lano 16. Texans push their record to 7-1 on the year overall, and most importantly, 2-0 in district play, while the Yellow Jackets fall to 2-6 and 0-2. In league play. Our game tonight was brought to you by Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Seton Medical Center Hayes, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs, Wimberley Ace Hardware, Blanco National Bank of Wimberley, Hayes City Store, Cypress Creek Cafe, A Studio Z Graphics, and again, Dripping Springs Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter. Scores and highlights were courtesy of Eric Willis and Natural Development. Next week, huge for the Texans. We are on the road for the grudge match between Wimberley and the Navarro Panthers. Winner will likely be the district champions. It's going to be a hot night in Geronimo, Texas, so be sure and join us for all of the action. Certainly want to thank Jared again for his fine work per usual tonight. And again, our final from Wimberley, Wimberley 35, Lano 16. From all of us here at the Sun Radio Sports Network, I'm Mike Blackwell. Until next week, from Geronimo. Geronimo! Good night, friends.
Down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the side of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one done. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Hey.
gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. We'll be right back.